Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for watching. We are going to do our devotional today. This is another devotional that we do here every single day. It's from the Suffer Well devotional series. And you can see that at sufferwell.org. You can see all of the devotionals there. And our website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, is all of our readings and all of our everything we've done from the devotional. So now reading this is the 215th reading of the Suffer Well devotional series. And today it's called This is a Test. This is a Test. So we're going to be looking at that right now, and here we go. It says, He turned their heart to hate His people, to conspire against His servants. That's Psalms 105:25. And then let's see here. So it says, This is just a test. This is just a test. Should I make this announcement to you every day? Need I consistently remind you that this is a test? Or rather, would it be more effective if I simply reminded you to believe me? You do realize that I give liberty to all who ask, but not to those who ask with doubt in their hearts. Trials, testing, asking for wisdom, doubting, or better yet, not doubting. Sounds just like James 1:28. And James 1:28 goes on to tell us, James 1 verses 2 to 8 tells us, Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. If you need wisdom, ask a generous Creator, and He will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking, but when you ask Him, be sure that your faith is in Yahweh alone. Do not waver, for a person whose divided loyalty is as unsettled as a wave of the sea that is blown and tossed into the wind. Such people should not expect to receive anything from Yahweh. Their loyalty is divided between Yahweh and the world, and they are unstable in everything that they do. What is it all for? It is so you will be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Would you prefer a different type of father other than me? Is there one whom would serve you better? Not just for protection, child, but for growth as well? What exactly is the race Shaul reminded you to run? What is my kingdom? It is perfection in consciousness, I tell you. The race is for perfection, a race unto my kingdom of perfection. Therefore, we also have so great a cloud of witnesses all around us. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily entangles us. And let us run with endurance the race before us. And that's Hebrews 12:1. So Hebrews 12:1, and it says in the New Living Testament the same thing. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such huge crowds of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin so easily that traps us. And let us run with endurance the race Yahweh has set before us. We continue to read. It says, Stop proclaiming your deep love for us while you continue to cower at the first signs of affliction. How can you be perfect and yet fear man, or fear anything for that matter? Here is something deep to contemplate. How can you be perfect and doubt my provision and protection? Every time you doubt, you are telling me I don't trust you. Every time you carry guilt and shame, you tell my son, your shed blood could not have possibly covered this. Stop listening. Well, stop and listen and think. Stop and listen and think. Your enemies are merely tools to train you. You suffer and chastening, tools of training. Perfection is the pattern, and the testing assures its completion. Perfect and complete, lacking nothing, James 1:4 says. In James 1:4, it tells us, whatever is good and perfect is a gift down to us from Yahweh, our Father, who has created all the lights in the heavens. He never changes or casts a shifting shadow. I do tempt, I tell you, but I am not tempting by evil, nor do I tempt with evil. I use set apart holy tempting, which is nothing else than spiritual testing. So you can build your spiritual muscles. My tools of temptations often come in the shape of humans, disguised as enemies. Why do I disguise? Because I have already commanded that you leave your enemies to me. While you pray for their blessings, therefore, if in me there is no shadow of turning, then how can you really have enemies? Do you not know that those who run the race indeed all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way as to obtain it. This is a test. This is a test from your emergency. Save your souls. Spirit broadcasting system. Perceive, adopt, grasp, move forward, and win the race. So that is our devotional for today that we have read here. And I want to remind you of some things, because there are so many people going through trials and going through things right now, and they don't understand why. They don't understand that Yahweh will never give us something that we can't handle and overcome if we just have faith. So in starting off with today's teaching about this wonderful devotional to remind us that we can persevere in everything, I want to first remind us again this important concept. Yahweh loves us. Yahweh loves us more than anything, and he wants what's best for us. There's nothing or no one or nothing that could have a love greater than Yahweh loves us. In Song of Solomon 4:9, it says, you have made my heart beat faster, my sister, my bride. You have made my heart beat faster with a single glance of your eyes, with a single strand of your necklace. And he shows us in this, it says, it talks about the marriage between Yeshua and the church. And this verse shows us how much Yahweh loves us. And this verse talks about love and the emotion of love and the feeling of love. And we've defined what love is. Love comes strictly from Yahweh. And in 1 John 4:19, it says, we love because he first loved us. In 1 John 4:16, it says, and we know and rely on the love of Yahweh has for us. Yahweh is love. Whoever lives in love lives in Yahweh and Yahweh in them. And 1 John 4:7 says, dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from Yahweh. Everyone who loves has been born of Yahweh and knows him. And he poured out his love for us through Yeshua, who died for us. And we need to have a love for him. And within that love for him is complete trust. Complete trust. It says in 2 Thessalonians 3:5, may Yahweh lead your heart into full understanding and expression of the love Yahweh has and the patient endurance that comes from Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. Now I am explaining this to you, everyone. Before we start to look into these tests and these trials that we go through for these tests and these things that we look at as enemies, but Yahweh uses people and things in our lives to test us. And before we get upset and say, why would he test us? Why would he tempt us? Why would he put us through these trials? He knows. He created us and knows what's best for us. He knows how to strengthen our trust and our faith in him. And that's what he wants. He wants us to trust, put our trust in him. And we get that by understanding who he is. And we understand who he is. And through our love for us, we want to read about him and understand about him and know about him. You know, and when we look at our Bibles, it's not some foreign object. It's something we know better than anything else. You know, I have young children, and when they were younger, they could look at a chessboard and they had no idea what it was. And now, as they're still young children, they know the name of each piece, they know where each piece goes, and they understand the game. Well, this is a serious game we're playing here, the game of life. This is a serious situation. And the chessboard is the Bible. And the pieces are the characters in the Bible. And when you can teach your children, and when you yourself can understand the names, the characters, and the whole situation, just like we can understand where the pieces go on a chessboard, and we understand the strategy of the game, the strategy of Yahweh. He wants us to continue to learn and grow in his word and who he is. It says in Romans 8, 38 to 39, "And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from Yahweh's love, neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from Yahweh's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below, indeed nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of Yahweh that is revealed through Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah." So we need to remember that, because as we talk about these tests and these trials that we're going through, we have to understand that we're rich in his mercy and his grace. But with that same thing, we have to understand his discipline shows us the great love that he has for us. It says in Hebrews 12, 6, "For Yahweh disciplines the ones he loves and chastises every son whom he receives." Proverbs, another word for wisdom, in Proverbs 3, 12 says, "Because Yahweh disciplines those he loves as a father, the son he delights in." Yahweh wants us to grow with the understanding of the importance of who he is and who his holy word is. But we must stay strong and never give up and remain calm in even the most crazy situations, because we trust him and he never gives up on us. So we just never stop trusting him or give up on him, no matter how bad times seem. To praise him even at the worst times, where people look at us and say, "We're crazy, how can we praise him?" What about Job when his own wife told him to curse Yahweh because of all he was going through, but Job said no. And Job was faithful. Jude 1:21 says, "Keep yourself in the love of Yahweh, waiting for the mercy of Yeshua Messiah that leads to eternal life." Hallelujah, hallelujah. And remember, during your trials, it says in 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7, "Yahweh will exalt you in due time if you humble yourselves under his mighty hand, casting all your cares upon him, because he cares for you." We cannot figure this out on ourselves. This is not human understanding. This is Yahweh. And so many people can't understand the idea of temptation and why Yahweh would allow that. Why he would allow us to go through certain things. Job was one of the most righteous men to ever live when Satan approached Yahweh and says, "Let's test him." But Yahweh wanted to make him even stronger, even better, and allowed that temptation to happen. And because Job trusted, he was able to persevere through these trials. We have to understand this as we go through these battles and the temptations. We don't let them overtake us because we put our faith and our trust in Yahweh, and we pass this test. And we understand in Philippians 4:13, it says, "I can do all things through Yeshua who strengthens me." All things. We have to remember this, and I'm going to say this right now. Sin is transgression of the law. The enemy wants us to convince us to live a life that it's okay to live a life living in sin. That's what he did starting at the beginning with Eve and Adam and everyone since then. He tries to convince us that it's okay to live in sin. He tries to convince us that we can make excuses for living in sin. That's what he wants to do. But we have to understand that Yahweh is better than our sin. We have to understand that Yahweh's love for us is much more than what Satan wants to do to us. We have to get this. We have to get this. We have to always and never give up. Never give up. There's this battle going on that's unseen, and we spoke about it over and over again. It says in Ephesians 6:12, for the struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers and against the authorities, against the powers of the darkness of this world, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. That's what we have to understand. That's what we have to get. Romans 8:13 says, for if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if the spirit you put into death, the misdeeds of the body, you will live. We must separate ourselves from the flesh. And the thing that's going to strengthen us to make through this time is to set our minds on Yeshua. That's the answer. To set our minds on Yeshua. Hebrews 12 verses 1 to 2 says, therefore, surrounded by such a great cloud of witness, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Yeshua, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. For the joy set before him, he endured on the cross, scorning. In Timothy 2:22, flee from the youthful passions and pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace, along with those who call Yahweh with a pure heart. We need to watch and pray that so we don't give in to the temptation that happens. So we pass the test. So we pass the test that Yahweh has set before us. He's able to deliver us from all temptation. 2 Peter 2:9 says, Yahweh knows how to rescue us from the temptation and keep the unrighteous under punishment for the day of judgment. He understands this. Remember, he's the creator of this and everything. In James 4:7, it says, submit yourselves then to Yahweh. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. 1 Peter 5:8 says, be alert and be sober-minded. And the enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking to devour you. But it comes down to trusting in Yahweh. Putting our trust in Yahweh. It says in 1 John 2:6 says, for all that are in this world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the boastful pride of life is not from the Father, but from the world. And we saw that with Adam and Eve, how they stopped listening to Yahweh. The first sin in man was not about eating of fruit. It was about disobeying our Creator and taking our eyes off him. But we have to understand the temptation comes from the world. The temptation comes from the enemy that wants to make us doubt our Creator. But if we trust in Yahweh, he pulls us through the test. He pulls us through the test. The temptation comes from the world. The passing of the test comes from Yahweh. That's the difference. That's the difference. Yahweh allows the temptation to happen for a reason. We don't know all the reasons and why he allows these temptations to happen, but he allows them for a reason. In Psalms 119, 11 and 12, it says, I have treasured your word in my heart so that I might not sin against you. Yahweh, may you be praised. Teach me your statutes. You know, we have to set the example of Yeshua that says, because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. He helps us on his timing, on his ways. And allows us to go through things, to struggle with things. The scriptures say, weeping at night leads to joy in the morning. And you ask, why does he let us weep at night? And we understand how much stronger we are in the morning. Because the struggle we had to go through. James 3:2 says, for we all stumble in many ways. If someone does not stumble in what he says, he is perfect and individual. Able to control his body. 1 John 1:8 says, if we say that we do not have any sin, we are deceiving ourselves and we're not being truthful for ourselves. Romans 3:10 says, not even one person is righteous. Romans 7:24 says, what a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from the dying body? And I tell you this right now, if we were perfect 100% of the times, we wouldn't need Yeshua. But we do need him and we have him and he saves us and he rescues us. And Yahweh knows the test he's letting us to happen and letting us what to go through. So we need to focus on him and make the right choice. And the right choice says in Romans 7:22, for in my inner being, I delight on Yahweh's law, on his words, on his commandments. But I see another work in me, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within me. Romans 7:15-17 says, I don't really understand myself, For I want to do is right, but I don't do it. Instead, I do what I hate. But if I know that I am doing wrong, this shows that I agree that the law is good. So I am not the one doing wrong. It is the sin living in me that's doing wrong. And Yeshua can help you overcome that sin. Can overcome from that. Our sins allow us to see our need for a Savior. It makes us more dependent on Yeshua. Yahweh knows the reason why these tests happen and these things happen. For if we were never tested, we would never grow. Matthew 5:3 says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of the heaven. Ephesians 1:3 said, blessed is the God and the Father, Yeshua Messiah, who has blessed us and every spiritual being in the heaven realms of Yeshua. The answer to all our sin and all our struggles and all our temptations. Romans 7:25, thanks be to Yahweh who delivered me through Yeshua, so that I myself, my mind, am a slave to Yahweh's commandments, to his instructions, to his Torah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Romans 8:1 says, therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Yeshua Messiah. We must focus with Yeshua, even amongst our struggles. Matthew 5:6 says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. They will be filled. And we have to allow our weakness to drive us in strength from Yahweh. You know, one of my greatest teachers is Dave Ramsey about financial stuff. And he always says, a mistake could be looked at two ways. And it can depress us and get us down and keep us from persevering in life. Or we could just take it as an expensive lesson. And we are going to make mistakes in life. But we take them as lessons. And we persevere and we move through and we move forward and push forward. And we win the race. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and pure us from all unrighteousness. We have Yeshua for a reason. And don't let anyone steal your joy away. Psalms 86:1 says, bend down, O Yahweh, and hear my prayer. Answer me, for I need your help. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, 18 says, to pray without ceasing. We have to understand. So we call on him and he answers us and he helps us. And we put all our hope in him. All our hope in him. And uncertainty goes out the window. It says in 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you and loves you. That's what he wants us to do. To put it all on him. It's all on him. We need to focus and look to Yeshua always. Always look to Yeshua. That's where everything is. And everything has to come to focusing on Yeshua and being steadfast in that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's where it has to be. No uncertainty. No going back and forth. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things on earth. Colossians 3:2. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on things of the Spirit. Finally, brothers. Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, and whatever is just, whatever is pure, and whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, they are excellent. If there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Philippians 4:8. Remember what we started off with. Yahweh loves us. Yahweh loves us. Isaiah 26 says, you keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. And we must focus and stay on him and trust on him. We keep looking to Yahweh, our Elohim, for his mercy. Just as servants keep their eyes on their master. As a slave girl watches the mistress for the slightest signal. Psalms 123:2. Philippians 3:13 and 14 says, no, dear brothers, I have not achieved it. But I focus on this one thing. Forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. And Colossians 3:1 says, therefore, if you have been raised with Messiah, keep focusing on the things that are above, where the Messiah is seated at the right hand of Yahweh. That is the answer. That is what's going to help us. That is going to help us persevere. Remember, he's given us his holy word that shows us his love for us. And he speaks through that word. So we need to be in the word. And his word says that, you know, Yahweh always keeps his plan and he never gets off it. He never wavers. to be still and know that He is Yahweh. When we doubt or have any uncertainty, we need to get in the Word and read the Word. His Word reassures us. His Word reassures us what the Scriptures teach us and the best way to live our lives, how to resist temptation, how to persevere, and how to not doubt Him but trust Him. It says in Psalms 119, verses 105, "Your Word is a lamp to guide me and a light for my path." That's what it says. And that's what we have to trust, and not what we have to believe. Isaiah 40, verse 8 says, "The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of Yahweh will stand forever." Hallelujah. I ask you all right now, listen to this. How often are you in the Word? How much do you read His Word? Are you listening to secular songs and partaking in other things of this world, looking at the internet and all these other things more than you're studying His Word? We should never stop. Never stop. Matthew 4:4 says, "But He answered, 'It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of Yahweh.'" You want to resist the temptation. You want to help with those struggles. You want to get rid of your doubt. Read the Holy Word, because they're words of our Creator. They're words of our Creator. And I love when Job says, "I esteem the words of His mouth more than my necessary food." His words are more important than my life. And that's the heart we need. That's the heart we need. His words being more important than our life. That's what we need to make it happen. That's what we need to think about. His words being more important than our life. And how many of us are ready to do that? How many are ready to do this every single day of our life, where His words become more important than our life? It says in John 1:1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was Yahweh, and Yahweh was in the Word." Yahweh was one. That's it. Hallelujah, everybody. Hallelujah. May we just use His Word and be thankful that we have this great opportunity to read His Holy Word every single day. And His Word is with us. Praise Yahweh, for this great day is made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. And remember that. Remember the devotional today. Remember that He's going to test us. But in those tests, we're strengthened. And we could all do all things with Him. All things with Him who strengthens us. We should have no doubt or no fear. Just be in awe of Yahweh's Holy Word. Thank you. Thank you for listening today. Yahweh bless you all. This wonderful day that He has made and He has created. Get in His Word. Read His Word. And never doubt His Word. And never doubt Him. And we will persevere to the end. And we will win the race. Have a blessed day, everybody. Yahweh be with you. And shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
The dust was stained a crimson red beneath the shadow of that tree. The blameless one became our sin to set the prisoner free. A place of punishment and shame now.